Welcome to my blog talk radio show, Love Your Music. I'm your host, Margot Joy Denader, and I'm a creative life coach, singer-songwriter, the author of a book titled The Art of Living a Life You Love. And I am super happy and excited to have my friend Anna Taylor back as my guest today. She has just finished writing a new book, her first book, and I'm excited to talk with her about it today. The title of the book is Messages of Grace, 111 Notes of Love and Guidance from Your Angels. Welcome, Anna.
Hi, Margot. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm so happy to have you back on the show. We always have a good time talking, and I don't know. I just really appreciate having you in my life. I really do.
Oh, thank you, Margot. Over 10 years since we met, hasn't it? So it's a long time.
Yeah.
11 years,
yeah.
I think. Yeah, 11 years.
Well, we met by email first in 2008. When I remember specifically because I was going to the Hay House I Can Do It.
That's right.
In Las Vegas. That was the last one I went to in Las Vegas, and that's also where I met my friend Linda Bray, who I'm still friends with now. We were sitting waiting for Wayne Dyer on Friday night, and she had this beautiful handwriting, and she was there by herself. I was there by myself, and, you know, it was just such an amazing time, but it was because of that I ended up meeting you as well, and we started out with
emails.
Yeah, it's
lovely, isn't it, how you always meet the right people in those events, and then we started to talk about angels and things, didn't we, and here we are.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, it was so amazing to me because angels had not been one of the things that I was going to the events for. I originally started going to them in 2005 when my mom was diagnosed with cancer and had heart problems and things like that. So I went to try and find out from Louise Hay how to help her heal. And so, but it's amazing the people that you meet during these things.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm so glad that I went to those and so glad that I got to know you. But you were the one that got me so curious about angels. And
yeah, I remember you asked lots of questions, didn't you? I remember. Yeah.
Well, one of the things I loved, though, is that I had to ask you about them. It wasn't like, you know, religious people a lot of times are trying to sell you on their religion.
Yeah.
And,
no.
The whole angels thing is it's just all fun and it's all feels good. And I love it. So.
Well, to me, it's all just very loving and very supportive. And if it's not loving and supportive, it's not your angels. So to me, it's all about connecting to whatever you consider that loving voice to be, whether you call that, you know, the angels, your higher self, your soul, spirit, whatever you call it. To me, it's that same loving voice. And if you listen to love, then it's going to do you good.
Exactly. A loving voice, not a criticizing voice, a loving voice.
For sure.
I love that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, for the listeners who don't know you as well, how about a really, really brief summary of how you ended up teaching about angels in the first place, and then we'll talk a little bit more about your book in a little while.
Sure. I started to have angel experiences when I was about 19, 20 years old after becoming really unwell as a teenager. And I met lots of different people like we just talked about who started to chat to me about energy and spirituality and all sorts of things that even though I hadn't talked about with my parents, I was absolutely fascinated in. And then I took Doreen Virtue's angel therapy practitioner class back in 2003, so about 2 or 3 years later. And, you know, from there, I suddenly realized, like, oh, wow, actually, I can communicate with angels, not just for myself, but to help other people. And really, it changed my life. It connected me with so many amazing people. It gave me the skills I have now, and it helped me to really transform my life. So, yes, it is the work that I do, and I do now teach people to connect with their angels, but it's also just a big part of my life and who I am. So I feel really privileged to do something that I love so much.
Yeah, I love that, what you said about whatever you think of that as your higher self, also the universe, and as Artist's Way, Julia Cameron talks about the great artist, and I don't know, it's just a creative energy, a loving and creative energy, and loving, kind, and creative,
for sure.
All three.
exactly, because it's not, as you said, it's not it's not a judging energy, it's not a fearful energy, it's not a limitation, and it's we that create that, you know, it's us as humans, because we have fears, and we have a mind, and we have all sorts of, you know, beliefs about who someone is, but, you know, it's my belief that, you know, nothing that is divine is anything but love.
I feel the same way, I really do, and I remember Wayne Dyer talking a lot about love over the years, and even he would talk about unconditional love. And I don't think that you need the word unconditional, because to me, L-O-V-E, all in caps, is just, it is unconditional already, so you don't need.
Right, but then the thing is because we sometimes, though, as humans, we say, oh, we're really unconditional, but we're actually not some of the time, are we? So sometimes we have to remember, actually, when we talk about the, you know, the really deep unconditional love, it really means that, in my view anyway, that the angels, God, Source, the Divine, really do not have any judgments or any conditions at all. You know, and so to really know that we are loved and supported by that energy no matter what. Yeah.
Yeah, that feels so good.
Yeah, and because we always go, you know, as humans, I agree, you know, we can be really deeply loving people and very kind. But, you know, for sure, if something not so good happens or something really hurtful happens, we all have our human responses and defenses to that, right? Whereas the angels just love us regardless. They see the fact that we are pure love. We are an extension of that love. And so we're having that human experience, but essentially we are divine beings too. So, yeah, it feels the same, but actually, from what I experience, I'm also a really loving person, just like you, but it is different. We do tend to have conditions, a lot of us as humans.
We have our human moments, right?
We do. Yeah, we do.
Oh, I definitely have my human moments, you know. There's
and thank goodness
been...
for that, because we're all here to be human, aren't we? We're all here to experience human stuff.
Yeah. There's plenty of times where Dudley and my son Xander, my husband's son, for those who don't know, but anyway, where they'll be going, what would people think of Miss Positive right now?
Well, exactly. And the thing is that that's why we say that, you know, and we've talked about this before, that I don't feel like I have anything to hide about that, because I don't feel like we're supposed to be perfect as human beings, because as divine beings, we already are, you know.
So
we're just learning and growing and sharing and experiencing lots of different things. And to me, when I talk about connecting with angels, they're there to help us through the human experience. They can't always take, you know, the difficulties away, but also they're here to remind us to come back to that loving place wherever possible. So it's not that, you know, some of us have angels and some of us, you know, have the ability to love and others don't. It's just that some people aren't necessarily listening to that. So the angels can help us, but we have free will. So if we don't want to listen to that loving voice, then we won't, right? So that can happen to many of us all the time, but in the extreme form, that's why, you know, difficult things happen, because we all have these experiences where we can choose love or fear. And, you know, it's never more apparent than right now is that, you know, there's a real opportunity for us to choose to be loving and kind to ourselves and each other as much as possible. And sometimes we're going to have a challenging day, and sometimes we're not going to get that quite right, but we can also come back to that love pretty quickly, you know?
I agree. Yeah, this year, oh my gosh, what a year has it been?
A huge year. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's so strange to go out in public and everybody's got on masks. Hopefully everybody,
yeah.
Anyway. But the weirdest thing is it's starting to seem normal that,
yeah,
that's happening,
yeah.
You know. And
yeah.
I don't know. It's a strange
it
reality.
It is really,
that we're in.
I mean, you know, if we'd spoken this time last year, which I think we almost did, just over a year ago, you know, we would never have imagined that the year we've had. And especially because it's 2020, I think there's something really bizarre about it, because we'll always remember, oh, that year that's 2020, do you remember that? You know, we'll never ever forget this year. And in some ways I think it's really challenging because there's been so much pain and so much heartache for people, but I'm also hoping that we can learn a lot through it as well.
Yeah, I remember Abraham Hicks talking about how you knowing what you don't want helps you know more clearly what you do want. And
for sure.
This has definitely been helping us all realize what we appreciate about what we had in our lives before this, even if it was, as you said, nowhere near perfect. And, you know, I like the term perfectly imperfect. Beth Stern talks about that on her Instagram page with all of her kitties that she fosters, and, you know, about how they're perfectly imperfect or I don't know. I mean, we are all have our imperfections.
We are. Yeah, that's exactly what we were just talking about. If we try to be perfect, we're always going to be catching ourselves out, right? Because we can't. We can't be. So we might not as well try, you know. We can just try to do the best that we can and to be loving and kind and supportive. But, you know, we are human. We're going to have fears. We're going to have difficulties, you know, and part of the human experience is to learn and grow through those and hopefully do it with as much grace as possible. But, you know, as we said, we are imperfect.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. And I found with myself that one of the things I've been having to do a lot lately is focus on my circle of control, you know. And
yes, exactly.
I'm out there in the circle of concern going, oh my God, look at what's happening out there in the world that I can't control, and freaking out, and then getting back into what can I control, you know. I can control what
I focus on right now.
And I can, you know, control looking at my cat Bender here on my desk and how peaceful he looks and being in the moment, that sort of thing.
Exactly. I was going to say that really the best thing I've learned is that in the moment, all is okay, right? Whereas if we try to look too far ahead in the future and then we're worrying about what could happen or even going back to the past and regretting or having resentment, that's always going to freak us out because we can't control those things. But in the moment, we can go, all is okay here. What can I do in the moment to either make myself feel better or to nurture myself or to take a step towards my dreams or whatever it is that I want to do. But yeah, you're right. It's that we think so often that we have all this control and we really don't, do we?
No, we don't. I mean, you know, as we were talking about before, you know, you just never know. Everything, I really believe it more and more that everything happens in divine timing. And even when you're on the show today, when we met, when your book's coming out, I mean, all of the different things, they're all going to happen in divine timing, and sometimes that just isn't the timing that we thought.
Exactly.
We thought was going to happen, but, you know, it does happen when it's supposed to, and it's especially at the age of 66, I look back on my life, and I realize that things happened when they were meant to happen. You know, they didn't, I wanted a lot of things to happen maybe before they did, or to happen that didn't happen or whatever. But looking back on my life, I realized why it was better just to let the universe decide, just to know how I wanted to feel, that I wanted to feel happy and thankful and
Exactly. And I always believe that in some way, you know, not everything is going to make sense, even, after the fact. But when we can go into that space of trusting that, you know, there is a plan of some kind that is working out in our favor, that life is working for us, as Louise Hay used to say, that life is always working for me. And so then we can just relax and stop trying to, you know, make things happen in our own way.
Yes, exactly. Well, I really want to hear about your book. So can you tell us a little bit about your book and why you wrote it and what it's like, and just tell us about
it. Sure, I would love to. Yeah, thank you so much for asking me. It feels really exciting at the moment because I'm just about to publish it and just finalizing everything. And so in November, it's going to be out there in the world. And it's a book that is full of the messages that for years and years, not too long after I met you, that I started to post on my Facebook and now Instagram. They're notes of love and guidance from your angels. And first of all, I did them because it was the way that the angels communicated to me, or one of the ways, that loving voice that I would always want to tap into. And then I started to share them. And so in the book, I decided to collate lots of the messages that I already had and wrote some new ones. Some of them are just a few sentences long, and some of them are a couple of pages long, but they're all varied, you know, about our relationships, our purpose, our friends, our well-being, our stress, our anxiety. There's all kinds of different messages, and my intention is for it to be like an oracle, so that you can pick up the book, ask your angels for a message, and see what page you come to, or you can think of a number between 1 and 111, and then go find that number and see what the message is. So from what I can share, you know, with my friends recently, I did this as a kind of practice with my friends, and it worked really well. You know, the messages were really accurate and appropriate for them. So I'm really excited to be able to have others, you know, use the book, not just as a comfort, but as a way to really feel more connected to their angels. Yeah.
I think ever since I first met you and started reading the things that you would write and post on Facebook, and I also your songs too, the songs on your debut album, your writing is so beautiful and so inspiring, and it just feels so good to read what you write. And I've been wanting you to write a book, is the point I was getting at, that
thank you,
one
Margo.
Of the ones who's
oh,
been
so
bugging
glad.
You to write a book.
Well, you know, a few people have said that to me. I think they're like, thank goodness for that. She's finally listened. So it feels really nice. It also feels like the right time. You know, I had been thinking about it for a while, but at the end of March, I actually became unwell with COVID. And, you know, although it was a pretty horrible few weeks, there's nothing like that to kind of make you think about what your priorities are and what you want to do when you start feeling better. And so I was having a conversation with one of my really good friends, and she said, hey, you know, you've been thinking about that book for a while. Why didn't you just do it? And I was like, you know, I think you're right. So there it was. And now I'm about to share it with you. So really excited about it.
I've always loved that saying of Nike's, just do it.
Yep, just do it.
Just do it. And, you know, you've always been somebody who's been an encouraging person in my life and other people's lives, and you've been someone who helps us feel the fear and do it anyway. I mean, I remember my very, very first Blog Talk radio show was with you, and you inspired me to try it. You inspired me to do a practice one with you. And My very first one with you, the live show for everybody to hear, was December 4th, my brother's birthday, Dwayne's birthday.
I remember because I remember you asking me about it and saying, do you think I could do it? And can you show me how you do it? And how does it work? And because at the time I had a Blog Talk Radio show and did for years.
Yes.
So I'm so happy that you've continued yours. And it's such a lovely thing to be able to do, especially when we love communicating like you and I do. So, yeah, it's a wonderful thing. And there are so many different ways that we can feel connected. And, of course, social media is a huge part of that. But, you know, when we feel like we want to share a message, sharing in ways like this and in writing and in whatever ways we feel inspired, it's just something really fulfilling about it, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, sharing, definitely. And that's the thing is your book, I can't wait to get it. I really can't.
I've been I'm so excited.
Reading the,
yeah, and the
yeah,
great thing is that it's available
excerpts.
On Amazon. So when it's available, anyone, wherever you are in the world, you don't have to be in the UK. You don't have to wait for me to send it to you. You can just order on Amazon just like you would anywhere. So,
is it out for pre-order on Amazon yet or not?
No, it's not going to be out for pre-order, but when it is available, so hopefully in the next couple of weeks,
okay.
It will definitely be sometime in November. I'll share all the details. But, yeah, so when it is available, you can just find it.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to it. I really am. I've loved the excerpts that you sent me. And the longer one. Oh, I love this too. That you're going to do there are 10 longer messages you said that are on 11, 22, 33, 44, etc. And the one that you sent that's the longer message in the excerpt here is called Your Body. And
yeah.
Oh my, what a topic, huh? For everybody.
It's a big one, huh? And you know, it is for me too because my body has been my greatest teacher. And I feel like the power of that message was because they're talking to me really strongly in that one, you know.
Yeah.
And it's something that I've really embraced so much more, especially in the last, you know, 10 years or so. It's been such a challenge. And I think our bodies, you know, because we're all comparing ourselves and we're all wanting to be a certain way and then our health is maybe challenging or we're feeling not quite like we want to, you know, the angels are just encouraging us to really honor our bodies for what they are, which is the reason we get to be here, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they're how we get around in the world and what allows
yep.
us to be able to create things, like we were talking earlier about creating things. I mean, I love Bender. He's sitting here on my desk, and he's just such a joy. But he's not able to create a book or sing a song, you know. I mean, he does meow.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're in bodies that, like you said, are perfectly imperfect, and that they are able to do things. So, and that's one of the things this year has really reminded me of as well, is to do what you can do. You know, there's a lot of things
yeah.
we can't do right
exactly.
now, and so that's
yep.
really. Really obvious what we can't do, but there are a lot of things that we still can do.
For sure, you know,
do those.
As you know, I spent 9 months of this year doing a sponsored walk for a four-year-old little boy called Gabe who has cerebral palsy like me, and I did it way before, I planned to do it way before the pandemic, and I started it at the end of December, but you know, even for me, who uses crutches to walk around and sometimes a wheelchair, you know, he is still really learning to use his body to move, and he has a lot of challenges. And so even though I have found, you know, sometimes my body feeling limiting and get frustrated and all those things, you know, as I said to someone the other day, the things that people are, you know, complaining that they can't do in the pandemic is very actually really normal for me. You know, I can't just run across the road and go see a friend or, you know, or feel completely free in my body. And he certainly can't because he's only 4 years old and he's got a lot of physical challenges. So, you know, we all have a context for what we see as our limitation. But ultimately, it's an amazing gift if we feel anywhere near good and free in our bodies, because when we don't feel that, it can be extremely hard, can't it? So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
And yet also the other way to think of it is that as much as we can embrace our bodies and, you know, be grateful for them, we aren't defined by them either. So even when we have the challenges, we're so much more than that. And our disability, in my case, or challenges or lumps and bumps or flaws or whatever we perceive them to be, we're so much more than that, because we're that soul that we talked about, that light, that love, that energy. And so for me, it's finding that balance between really grounding into my body, really honoring my body, but also knowing that, you know, the things that I see maybe as flawed or imperfect are just, you know, it's just part of who I am. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with you, you know, and it's, I think, unfortunately, there's a lot I like about Facebook and Instagram and things like that, because, it, as you know, it allows us to connect with each other and with people all over the world, and to meet kindred spirits and soulmates and so forth that are on there. But there's also, for especially for, I think, for the younger people, it's a lot of comparisons and then the
it app. Is. Yeah, it's a lot of pressure.
Kind of get rid of all your wrinkles or whatever.
Yeah, know? It's just a lot. It's really, you know, it gives people such a distorted view. And it's one thing, you know, making yourself look a bit brighter or something in a photo, but these young kids are looking at images that aren't even real and then wanting to be that. Whereas they, you know, if they saw us all when we got up in the morning, they'd realize that we're all the same, right? So...
Yeah, I know. We all have our moments where we wouldn't really want to be on Instagram. In fact, one of my friends posted this poster. It was actually of two little dogs side by side. And one's like with this wild hair sticking out everywhere. And it's like before Zoom, and then it's got one with Zoom.
Exactly. We're not going to see each other in our worst moments, because we're not going to post that on social media, are we? So it's just remembering that it's just a snapshot of our experience. It's not going to be every single thing. And I do think it's our responsibility as adults to remind young people of that, and also to walk our talk, which is not trying to be anything other than what we are.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's, I think, to be yourself, to love yourself, and to live your music, those are the three things that I feel like people need to do in order to be happy. It's what I've needed to learn to do. Because, I mean, there were so many years when I was younger, where I was a lot younger, where I was wanting to be like other people, you know, and thinking I wasn't good enough, you know, because I wasn't smart enough, or I wasn't this enough or that enough or whatever enough, you know. It just, you know, we all have our moments where we don't feel like we're enough. And
one of the messages in the book, in fact, you know, the common theme, as you can imagine, in the book is always that we are loved and that we are enough. The angels are constantly going on about that. And that's because, as we talked about before, there is no judgment. They see beyond anything that we would perceive as wrong with us. There's nothing wrong with us. They see us as we are and how amazing we are. And one of the messages says, if you could see yourself as we see you, even just for a moment, you would never doubt yourself again.
You know,
and of course, that's not going to happen all the time, but it's a reminder that, you know, there's so much more to us that we don't give ourselves credit for.
True. And, you know, I met you after my mom had already become an angel. I think of the day that she transitioned as being her angel day, you know, became my angel and the sun on October 25th. So it was actually last Sunday was. It's already like 14 years, I think it is.
Wow.
An angel. And I just have to say that, you know, I've been so blessed to have her as my mom because she was so much like, she definitely was an earth angel when I look back on it.
Yeah, she was, I'm sure,
you know,
from what you've talked about. Yeah, she was very loving, wasn't she? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She was just so loving and so kind and creative in her own ways. And she loved all five of us kids. I'm the first of five, and she loved all five of us so that each one of us felt like we were the one she loved most.
Oh, that's beautiful, isn't it? Yeah,
yeah,
really beautiful.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
And I do believe that, you know, when you have that stability and that knowing that you're loved, you know, we're both blessed to have had that in our lives. It really creates a strong foundation for the rest of how we feel about ourselves and how we form the rest of our relationships. Whereas if you haven't really experienced that, that's why the angels are wanting us to remember how loved we are, because even when you have had that love, we need to remind ourselves all the time. But if you haven't had the kind of strong foundational love from a family member, it can be really, really hard to believe in that kind of human experience. So I always say that the love that the angels give us is just is like a reminder of, okay, so humans sometimes can have that judgment, or, you know, have that perhaps the lack of ability to be open-hearted, because, you know, most humans have their own challenges. And then
mm-hmm.
it's just remembering that that doesn't mean that we're not loved. It just means that they were unable to love us. Yeah.
Exactly. You know, I read so many novels and I see movies and things like that where, you know, you see a lot of that happening, and the not loving type of families, members,
yeah.
and or friends or whatever. And it's just, we all have to remember that that's just their way of being. It's not that we're not okay because of
yes,
them.
Yes, exactly.
You know?
It's just their insecurity and their ability to love or not. It's not a reflection on us. And the only thing that we can do in that moment is to say, okay, well, that person isn't able to love me, but I choose to be kinder to myself, and I also choose to surround myself with, you know, other people who are loving and are kind, and I choose to remind myself of the love within me regardless of what somebody else says, which is, you know, can be easier said than done, as we just said, you know.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It definitely is. But it's something to work toward, you know. It's always something.
For sure.
There's always ways to grow. There's always things to learn. And as Charlie White, I don't know why this sticks with me so much, but he was on Dancing with the Stars, and he was one of the ice dancers, I think, originally in the Olympics.
Oh.
He said there's always room for improvement. And hearing him say that somehow just really resonated with me in a way that it reminded me that it's okay. It's okay if you make mistakes, Margo. It's okay to keep learning. You're never going to know it all, you know, about any subject. And there's so many different subjects that you can learn about. So, you know.
Yeah, well, I believe that that is, you know, a big part of the reason that we're here is to learn and grow and to have different experiences. Because if we're not, then we may as well not be human, right? So so
mm-hmm.
it's always a journey. It's never about this particular destination. It's just about the journey and how you share it and what you learn and who you share it with. And that's where there are so many choices available to us. And choices seems to be the theme, I think, of so much of our lives, because we can choose many things, even within, like you say, the pandemic, where we feel out of control. There are always many choices available to us.
Right. And one of those choices is to contact somebody like you or a coach, or if it's something where they really have something
yeah.
traumatic, a therapist or something like
yeah.
that, you know, to reach out for help to from friends and
sure.
family members that, and coaches and angel therapists like you.
Exactly.
Definitely.
We're not supposed to do it alone. That's the thing. And we
no.
all help each other in different ways. And if there's anything I've learned that is that, you know, by asking for help, one, from people, but also from your angels, you know, you're allowing yourself to receive more deeply, which of course then allows you to be able to give at another time when you're more able to. So it becomes this continual flow of giving and receiving. And many of us have learned that, oh, you know, must be really giving, but if you don't have it in the first place, a little bit like we talked about love or support, mm-hmm. then it's actually really difficult to give it fully. So we must learn to receive. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You have been such a help for me in that way about asking for help and about receiving both. You know, we only have 10 minutes left. I can't believe how fast
time goes
when I have you on. And I'd really like to play this song of yours, Body, because it goes with that message as well and all the things we're talking about. It's just over 3 minutes, and would you like to tell us a little bit about it first, and then we'll talk about it after?
Sure, yeah, the song is from my album Already Here, and I wrote it about my body, about, you know, me talking to my body and my body talking to me and saying, you know, I'm your friend, I'm not someone to fight. So just like the angels say in the message in my book, it's about us working together and coming together. So the song really talks about that.
Oh, it's a beautiful song, too. I love that album. I love all the songs on the album. I'm going to play it now, and then we'll talk after. This is Body by Anna Grace Taylor. Oh, Anna. I love that song so much.
Oh, it just feels lovely. I haven't played it for a while. It feels lovely because it is literally what we talked about and, you know, how important it is to embrace our bodies. So, yeah, it's something that feels timely and is always timely for us, especially, I think, as women, you know, it's so important that we appreciate our bodies more.
I think, you know, men need to, too, though. It's interesting because
yes.
I have Xander, I have my son who's 30, and I have Dudley and my husband, and he's 7 years older than me, and we all have our different issues with our own body.
Sure.
You know, I mean,
yes.
Women, I think, in some ways get judged more maybe by their physical self, but men do in their own ways too. It's interesting. I really
they do.
Noticed
yeah.
That.
No. For, absolutely.
Yeah.
There is a huge amount of pressure, I think, for either men or women to look or to be a certain way, and that comparison exists for us no matter what body or what gender we identify with. So, yeah, it seems to be something that. We all just need to be kinder to ourselves about, really, and each other as well.
Yeah, the world needs a lot more kindness.
Yes. Let's hope
Definitely.
That 2021 brings more of that.
Yeah, you know, it's so funny, though. I keep hearing, not everybody, luckily, but, you know, a lot of people going, oh, I can't wait for 2020 to be over. 2021 is going to be so much better. I mean, it's like they're wishing away their life instead of enjoying what they can
yes.
do right now. You know, I mean, and
yes.
as we saw with this year, at the end of 2019, did any of us imagine that this would happen this year? You know, I mean, so.
No. We were all had such high hopes, didn't we?
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's like the New Year. Actually, Xander's birthday is New Year's Day, so it's always been a really special day for me ever since he was born. But, you know, it's just the day after the 31st of whatever year it is.
It's just a day, and we get to choose what that will be, and then we get to live in the moment and make each day count and do the best we can. We can't always think of it as like, oh my goodness, this is a new beginning because it's a new year. Every day is that. You're completely right
exactly.
about that.
Exactly. That was my exact point, is that every day we get to wake up and go, and every day we get to wake up is a good day, actually. You know, every day we
For sure.
wake up, we can go decide, what are we going to focus on? What are we going to decide things mean to us? And what are we going to do with this time that we have for today? And hopefully,
yes, and I think there's nothing more than, you know, this life that we're in right now is really helping us focus on who and what matters to us.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, focusing on being loving, kind, and creative. That's what I hope for all of us, because, you know, those
yeah.
three things always make everything better. And I'm so grateful to have you as my friend.
Oh, thank you so much, Margot. I'm grateful to have you, and I also really, you know, excited and grateful that you still have this show that we get to talk on.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how long I'll do it. I'll just, you know, just keeps feeling right to keep doing it. So I'm going to keep doing it as long as it feels right to. But it feels right to share the people that I come in contact with who I feel people need to know about. And who can help
mm-hmm.
uplift them, and who can help remind them of things that can make life more fun, more beautiful, more loving, and more happy. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. If we can all do that for each other, the world will definitely be a more loving place. And I think we really, really need to remind each other right now.
We do. And you people can go to your website, Anna Taylor. Is it Anna Grace Taylor?
AnnaGraceTaylor.com. Yeah, AnnaGraceTaylor.com. And there's details about the book. And you can also, obviously, you know, in the coming weeks, find out more about it as well. So, yeah, you can sign up for my newsletter there, where I'll be announcing more details. There's also a special pre-order page where you can find details about it too, but the pre-order may not may not be happening now, so at least you can be notified of when it's out, which will be definitely in November. So, you know, just having patience, as we talked about, everything is in divine timing. And
yes.
I would love to hear from anyone who reads it or buys the book, or anyone who wants to share. It's always lovely to hear from people who you know, have experienced anything I create, whether that's on social media, on my website, or this book. So I can't wait to share it with everyone.
Yes, and all of your beautiful posters that I put in the slideshow. I can find those on Facebook. Well, anyway, we're going to run out of time. We're going to get cut off in a few seconds. Thank you so much, Anna, for being you and for being back on my show. And can't wait for your book. I really can't.
Thank you so much, Margot. Have a lovely night.
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye for now. Bye, everybody.